Welcome to the first episode of the State of Blue Collar series. This will be short segments delving into the state of the blue collar industry. There are problems, and there are efforts underway to correct the problems. But the problem with the state of blue collar is going to get worse, way worse, before it gets better. Two things we need are shelter and food. In Maslow's hierarchy of needs, the three main things are shelter, food, and reproduction. Maslow clarified that satisfaction of a need is not an all-or-none phenomenon, admitting that his earlier statements may have given the false impression that a need must be satisfied 100% before the next need emerges. Meaning, we may not be completely satisfied as to food and shelter, for instance, and we might then become concerned with needs that have a lower priority while still concerned with our base level needs. All that being said, provisioning of shelter and food are served by the blue-collar workforce. Blue-collar contributes way more than to just these basic needs, but other jobs out there are completely useless when it comes to basic survival needs. Take, for instance, an HR manager. Tough to find the real value that these Karens deliver. Shelter is in constant change. As population grows or shifts, new housing is built to provide this needed shelter. And the existing housing must be continually maintained just to combat the thousands of points of encroaching decay. This occurs both on the interior and the exterior. Something is always breaking or working less well. This never ends. And of course, there are upgrades. Some are cosmetic, and some are to make a space more useful for whatever the reason. Suppose a new baby is coming and space is needed. Blue collar is what performs these transformations. And it isn't only the infrastructure of our shelter that is needed. We also need to heat, cool, we need water, we need sewage disposal, we need soap to clean ourselves and our homes, we need clothing in general, and additional types of clothing to defend against the cold and rain. For years, schools pushed students away from the trades and into the white-collar jobs. This is in part because America was offshoring our manufacturing overseas, and also because the college-degreed jobs paid significantly better. I'm going to list out here the 15 highest-paying blue-collar jobs between November 2016 and November 2018. Keep in mind that inflation is skyrocketing, so these numbers were absolutely of more significant economic impact just these few short years ago. These jobs are, in order, from highest to lowest: senior piping designer, $92K, air traffic controller, $90K, elevator mechanic, $88K, locomotive engineer, $81K, a junior lineman, $74K, a boiler maker, $72K, a regular lineman, a $71K, refrigeration mechanic, $68K, instrument and electrical technician, $68K, HVAC service manager, $67K, a police sergeant, $67K, operating engineer, $66K, electrical supervisor, $66K, a stationary engineer or boiler operator, $65K, and an HVAC controls technician is $65K. Obviously, taking this last example, HVAC, if all you're doing is running the ductwork, you might not make so much, but if you're highly skilled in HVAC, you can make more. The source for this is PayScale. Now, are these wages going to increase? We know they will due to inflation, but also because of the essential nature of these jobs and the lack of replacement workers, the pay for these will increase even more. I'll note here that the population of our world everywhere is aging quickly in comparison to the birth rate. The United States, along with most other Western countries, will soon be a top-heavy population in terms of aging, with the young burdened by taking care of the old. Also note that China is going to suffer the same problem, only to a larger scale, and that's going to impact the manufacturing that they do, and that is in turn going to impact us. When the world collapses, only the people that are knowledgeable, and physically capable are going to do well. The rest very well might starve. From PlumbersMag.com. In 2012, it was reported that 53% of skilled trade workers in the U.S. were 45 years and older, and 18.6% were between the ages of 55 and 64. At a meeting in 2016, the Plumbers versus Technicians, the slow decline of tradesmen presentation, estimated that the average age of a master plumber is 58 years old. These industry pros have a wealth of knowledge that needs to be passed down. There's not enough newcomers to replace them once they're retired. And at 58, they're going to be retiring very, very soon. And this is the same issue across all the blue-collar trades. In the next episode of The State of Blue Collar, I'm going to talk about what's being done in diverse ways to increase the adoption rate of blue-collar as a career choice.